that providing the strings you have right now are complete strings. I mean, they have the length, the yud beis gudlin, that these 12 gudlin. A gudlin is you take the thumb and the width of the thumb. That's called a gaidel. That's how long the strings have to be. See, even though we had before that gardum mimaksheris, that's if it's cut off later. But here that you're taking off one begid and you're putting it onto a second begid, it's like you're making new tzitzis right now. So bevad providing shaloi teimu sekas, they cannot be missing the length of the strings. So Mor says, if so, shamat mino, hear from here, that matirim mi begid le begid, that you're allowed to take off tzitzis from one begid and put it onto another begid, which really we'll soon see, that's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if there's a problem of bizui ha-mitzvah, that to take off the tzitzis from one begid. So here we have a proof, there's no problem, you're allowed to. Samora says, no, Dilma may be dibaloi. Here we're talking about that the begid was ruined. It wasn't a good begid, you couldn't use it anymore. So if the begid is not usable anymore, then cheat the smut to take off the tzitzis and put it onto another begid. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, learned the brayse like this. Talis shekula tchelis. If you have a talis, the begid itself is all made from blue wool, from tchelis. So the question is now, what type of strings of tzitzis do you use for the lovin? Usually the lovin is supposed to be the same color as the knaf, as the begid itself. And then you're supposed to put on tchelis, which is blue wool. But over here now, the same tchelis is the begid itself. So if so, what type of color should you use for teres the lovin? So Mor says, Aloch reads, kol minit tzavayin and poitrim bo. Any type of a color you use is good. In other words, in such a case, you cannot really be mekayim for lovon mina knaf, because the knaf is tchelis that you have anyway b'shem tchelis. And mashma, the mitzvah sitzes is to have tchelis and another color. So kitzi should have any other color, excluding though kol ilan, the Gemara says. Chutz mikol ilan. You should not use though blue dye, because that's not considered another color after you have tchelis. So therefore, the chetchili is supposed to have another color, but what you should not have is kol ilan. And we'll soon see why, because it's exer with the kalacha. If you have them all, the strings, colored blue, you, people may think they're all tchelis, and you come to put it onto another begit. So as exeri should not have the strings of kol ilan. Samara says, Mace, we have a question on you. It says, talis ein poito bo elamina. Talis, yoni pata, the min. Like we said before, if you have a begid made from cotton, and you want to use material to make the tzitzis, it has to be cotton. You cannot use silk in a cotton begid. Talis shekula tchelis. What's luck if you have a begid that no begid is made from tchelis? So maybe tchelis for dobarach of a turlabo. Take tchelis and something else. In other words, take any other color for teres lovin. And the kol ilon, layavi. But you should not bring strings that has dyed blue. That's not really tchelis. But it says clearly if you may be kosher. But if the evidence, if you do it, it's kosher. So where's the stira? Before it was mashm, it's posel. And here it's mashm, if you bring it, it's kosher. Omer Rav Nachman b'yitzik l'kasher. Kan betalis bas abo chutin. Kan betalis bas shmoyne chutin. One is talking about a kalis that has 8 strings. And one is a talis that has 4 strings. So Rashi learns pshat that b'emesin you're allowed to put 8 strings if you want. As many strings as you want to, you're allowed to. So usually we only put 4 strings. If you want to put 8, you could. So if you only put 4, there's no problem. You're not going to like say you have extra and take it off to use it for another begid. But in the case where you put in 8, that's exera not to do it. And if you do it, it's possible. Because we're afraid people may think they're all tchelis and they come to take off 4 from here and use it for other places, but they're all tchelis. So that's why it's possible. But if you're only using 4 strings, we're not afraid now you'll take it off from here and put it onto another begin. So if even though lechetchili should not do it, because that's not called lovin, but v'dievet though, it's kosher. So the emphasis on this Gemara Tosfos spoke about at the beginning of the Perek, the Shaila talking if there's an issa about Tosfos or not. Like, are you allowed to put more than 4 strings in the begid? The way Rash learns about Sugi, it's mashma, you're allowed to. There's no issa about Tosfos. Even though lechetchilu the mitzvahs have 4 strings, but if you have 8, still there's no Baal Tosef. The other Gemara says, "Al koponim or shamat minof miros, we have a proof that matirim lebegid lebegid, that you let it take off tittus from one begid and put it onto another begid. That's why we have Xeri telling me not to use kol ilon. Tzmur says no. Again, dilma diyovid, that lechachilu you're not supposed to, but the Xer is maybe somebody will do it. So because of the diyovid, we make Xer. It will not like this. Rav Amar Rav Shita is ein matirim mi begid lebegid. You're not allowed to take off tittus off one beged to use it for another beged. It's also called the bizui. You're being mevaz of the mitzvah. Ushmul lama matir, are you allowed to? Mi beged le beged. Since you're taking it off one beged, I'm asked to use it for another beged, there's no bizui on mitzvah. You plan to use it le mitzvah, still it's mutter. Another machlekes is, Rav Omer ein madlikim ner le ner. By ner chanukah, you're not allowed to light from one ner to another ner. It's also called bizui on mitzvah. Shmuel Amano, Shmuel says yes, Madliki Minyel Ner, you're allowed to light a candle from one candle to another candle. There's not a shamish in between. But to take the candle you plan to light L'Shem Mitzvah, you're allowed to light it from another candle that was lit L'Shem Mitzvah. There's no Bizui since they're both being done L'Shem Mitzvah. A third machlokes is, Rav Omer Ein Alocha K'Rabbi Shimon B'Greira. We do not paskin that a dove Shainim is Kavan is Mutter and Shabbos. Begreira means if you drag along a chair on the ground, your kavanah is time to get the chair over there. Agav, by dragging it, you're making a charitz. You're like making a chafir in the karka. So Rav holds it's asa. Shmuel amenu halacha k'Rav Shimon Begreira. Shmuel says yes, we pass like Rav Shimon Hilchos Begreira. And Om Rabbi Abai says like this: that kol mili demar, all the halachas of his Rebbe of Rav means Ovid Karav. He used to always paskin. I mean, Rabbi is about his Rebbe Rabba. But Rabba always used to paskin like Rav. Levar mihani tlas, excluding these three halachas, to Yavet Kishmul. These three halachas, he paskin like Shmuel. That what? That halacha is matiru mi begid le begid. You have to take off tittus off one begid and use it for another begid. O madlikim in el ner. You have to take an ner chanuk and light it from one ner to another ner. And also, the halacha k'Rav Shimon b'Greira. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon by Hilchos Greira on Shabbos. Titania, we learn like this. Rabbi Shimon says, Greira Odom Mita Kisev Sausom. A person with a lot of drag along on the ground, a bed or a chair or a stool. Obavad providing though, Shla Yiskav in Lasas Charitz. As long as he doesn't have intentions of making the Charitz, the indentions, into the ground. Because if you have intentions, you're doing over Nisi the rice of Charisha. So here, that you don't have intentions, called the Dov Hashenim is Kavin, and like we say, it's not called the Psik Resh here, therefore it's Mutta. However, Rav argues and Rav says no, that he passed the Gebuza by Shabbos, that the Dov Hashenim is Kavin is also. The other Gemara says, Rav Yehuda Mosfalei Lekatzra. Rav Yehuda used to give his talis to a washman to watch it, to wash it for him. And that's the Chiddush, that we're not afraid, maybe you'll take off the Tchelis, maybe you'll passel your begid. So that's the chiddush, that you're allowed to give your begid to the cleaners to wash. However, Rav Chanina, Ovid Leisisa. Rav Chanina like made pockets for the tzitzis. Like before he gave it over to the cleaners, he would fold over the tzitzis and put it in that pocket in order that the tzitzis should not come out, should not tear while it's being washed. And Ravina, Chayit Lumechit. Ravina even like sewed it up. He, like Kamat, sewed up a place where when he gives his tzitzis to be washed, he would put the tzitzis in there and sew up the pocket. Again, in order that the kevesh should not root it, or should not take out the tchelis from it. Alright, turn over. The Gemara says, Tana Rabban wanted a brace like this. Kam mechut inu meisin. How many strings of tzitzis do you have to put into the begit? Beisham ayomim dalu. Beisham, he says, four strings. And that's the way we hold. You have to put in four strings. Beisil says, no gimel. It's enough just to have three strings. Now, v'kam metay mishaleshes. How long does the tzitzis have to be? So, t'shala, what does the word mishaleshes mean? Does mishaleshes means like one third of it that has its gedil that's twirled around, it only means one third of the length, or does it mean the whole length of the tzitzis? If Rashi learns it means the whole length of the tzitzis, that by Shama Yerim Dalit, it's enough of the tzitzis is long for its boyas, that's enough of four goodlin, that's enough for the whole length of the tzitzis. But we don't know that this only means three goodlin. Goodlin means that's the shear of the gedil. How much of it has to be twirled? Like we had before, one third should be twirled, and two thirds should be just loose strings. That's how we hold this yudbeis. There are 12 goodlin to the tittis, and four of them are twirled, and eight of them, the length of eight is stam straight. Ubeisilah says no gimel. It's enough just to have three goodlin. That's the thickness of your thumbs. Now, so it's a little bit different. Rashi Taka says Mushleshis means here tluya. How long should the tzitzis the onof levad min agdil? Rashi is makert. Not that the whole length of the tzitzis is only four goodlin, but four goodlin. Rashi says that's the length of the strings that are straight. So it comes out how much is the gedil then? It's like one half of that. So according to Rashi, the length of the tzitzis should be like six goodlin. Two of them should be twirled around, and four of them should be straight, so together with six goodlin. That's Rashi Shita. Now the Gemara explains that we say three, the gimel shebeisilu imrim izachas miyaba betefach shokolodim. Like what's called a gudel here? It means one that four of them make a tefach of a normal person. That's the shear. So that we say you have to have four according to beis shamai. And three, according to Vesilu, it means three goodlin, that these goodlin, that's the thick of the sum, we'll soon see, that four of them make up a tefach. The Amr HaPapa says like this, Amr HaPapa, tefach the Yeraisa. What's a tefach with Yeraisa? That's talid begoidel. If you want to measure it with your thumbs, it's the width of the thick part where your thumb bends. The thickness there, the width of it, four of those make up a tefach. Shish piktan, if you want to measure with your pinkies, six pinkies make up a tefach. And chamesh patils, if you want to use your middle finger, the index finger, so five of them make up a tefach. So we're saying now, before three and four, means begaydel. Again, according to Beis Hillel, you have to have three goodlin, and according to Beis Shammai, that's before. Again, that's the machlekes Taisin Rashi. Taisin learns the four means the gedil, and the onof, the psil, has to be another eight. So together we have 12 are goodlin. That's the shear of our tzitzis. Omer Rafuna, Dalid, Vitoich Dalid, Omeshleshes Dalid. Because according to Beis Shammai, you have to have four strings, which Vitoich Dalid means it has to be within four etzbois of the end of the begit, and it has to come down four etzbois the gedil. For Rav Yudu Amar Gimel, no three strings like Beis Hillel, but Tzorich Gimel within three etzbois at the end of the begid, Mishleshes Gimel, that the gedil has to only be three goodlin long. And this the Amar Papa says, Hilchosa, what's the maskana, what's the locha? And this is the way we pass in that dalit. You have to use four strings, the Tzorich Shalish. The hole where the tzitzis go through the begid has to be within the last three etzbois of the begid. It cannot be more than three etzbois away from the end of the begid, or three goodlin, I should say. It can't be more than three goodlin away from the end of the begid. And Mishleshes Arba, how long does the gedil, the part of the tzitzis that twirled, that has to be four goodlin? And again, that's one third of the length, so together it's yudbeis 12 goodlin. Tomorrow says, Lameimer, what do you want to tell me over here? The Yislu Shiur, it comes out that there is a shear, a length, a tzitzis. We're in the middle of a question. It says, tzitzis, ain't tzitzis el yotze. Tzitzis means only things that come out. That means that are hanging down. The ain't tzitzis el mashu. A tzitzis also could be any small amount. Ukvar onu zikne beishamim zikne beishilu lalias. Yechne beishilu. Both the elders of beishamim beishilu went up to the attic by Yochanan ben Beseira for Yomu. He said, Avalach is like this. Tzitzis ain lo shir. The tzitzis has no length. There's no shir. How long it has to be? And Kiyotzva, your similar lacher is, Lilavain ba shir. that the luluf by mitzvah sukkah luluf has no shear. So my love doesn't mean to say ain lo shear klal, that no matter how small or no matter how long the sittas are, it's kshera, that there's no shear at all. So it's a kasha, but Yos was saying yes, that the gedil, the twirled part, has to be four gudlin. So Morris says, Lord, there's no kasha here. Ain lo shear means lamala. I mean, the tzitzis can be as long as you want. Avalavada yesh lo shear lamata. There is a shear, so how small it has to be. It can't be smaller, like we say now, the gedil for a gudlin. Dila temoch, if not to say like this, ki yaitse, but that's what the Brisa said, the similar halacha, is by luluf. That ain lo shear is hachinam and ain lo shear cloud. You want to tell me luluf has no shear at all? For your tanan, we learn clearly that luluf sheesh po gimel tfoch gedil on the nea boy, kosher. Lulav has to be three tefachim, and then one more tefach told it to make me norm with it. But if you have less than that, you don't have a kind of mitzvah. Elo, what does it mean to say? Ein l'shir l'mala means as long as you want to make the lulav, the longer the lulav is, it's kosher. It doesn't make a difference how long it is. Avuyesh l'shir l'mata, but there is a length to the smallest it could be. In Sochinam, the same thing here by tzitzis also. Ein l'shir l'mala, no matter how long the tzitzis are, it's kosher. Avuyesh l'shir l'mata, provided there is a shir, how small it could be, if it's less than Yud Vez Gudlin, that would be possible. It has to be at least 12, the length of the thickness of your thumb. Alright, we'll stop here.